to Intentional Living. I'm your host, Yolanda Stretchen. This is episode 357, Genuine Happiness. Life isn't always the sweetest candy. Sometimes when I feel like the world is just too heavy, I look around and I find inspiration from people who are winning despite the odds and living fascinating and wonderful lives. So how does one become genuinely happy? Well, step one is to love yourself. Loving means accepting. To love oneself means to accept that you're not a perfect human being. And behind all your imperfections lies a great ounce of courage to be able to discover ways on how to improve and recover from your mistakes in life. Genuine happiness also pertains to contentment. When you are contented with your life and all the things you have now, truly, you know the answer to the question, how to be genuinely happy. Life is about finding out about right and wrong, trying and failing, winning and losing. These are things that happen as often as you inhale and exhale. Failure in a person's life has become as abundant and necessary as air. But this should not hinder us from becoming happy. Genuine happiness isn't about driving the hottest car or making the most money or even being the best salesperson in your company. Sometimes the most sought after prizes in life doesn't always go to the fastest, the strongest, the bravest, or even the best. So how do you become genuinely happy? Everyone has their own definition of happiness. Happiness for a writer may mean launching as many best-selling books as possible. Happiness for a singer may mean securing a recording contract. Happiness for a beggar may mean coming into a lot of money. And happiness for a businessman may mean success. So really, how does one become genuinely happy? Simple. You don't have to have the best things in this world. It's about doing and making the best out of every single thing. When you find yourself smiling at your own mistakes and telling yourself, "I'll do better next time," you carry with you a flame of strong will, power to persevere that spreads like a brush fire. You possess that willingness to stand up and try again and again. This is what makes a genuinely happy person. When you learn to accept yourself at all your faults, you pass step one in the process of how to become genuinely happy. For as long as you know how to accept others, you will also be accepted. For as long as you love and know how to love, you will receive back tenfold. Thank you for stopping by. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, will you be so kind and share? Till tomorrow, be your best and be blessed.